Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today is Patriots Day. We have reflections and encouragement on this special day coming up. Just as Apostle Paul was financially supported by the loyal and generous Philippian church, your partnership in the gospel has brought SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall through wars around the world, the Great Depression, 9/11, and the upheavals of recent years around the globe. We're now in one of the toughest financial seasons that this ministry has seen, and your support, your regular support, is needed right now. Would you commit to supporting Southwest Radio Ministries monthly? Becoming a faithful friend with a monthly gift will allow us to budget for operational costs and new projects as the Lord leads the staff. You can begin giving monthly by simply visiting our website, swrc.com, or by calling 1-800-652-1144. Will you stand with us every month? Please, begin your monthly giving today. Become a faithful friend. 1-800-652-1144. September 11th, 2001. America was forever changed by terrorists who hated the American way. On this Patriot Day, we remember those who died in the attacks. We also honor the heroes who boldly ran into harm's way to rescue lives and preserve American freedoms. Dr. Kenneth Hill and Pastor Larry Spargimino offer reflections on that fateful day, but also bring a message of hope for America today.
Welcome to Southwest Radio Church Watchmen on the Wall broadcast. Kenneth Hill's my name. I happen to serve as president of this wonderful organization, and we have this day to be with you. I'm delighted that I can do this, that I can sit in front of a microphone and just talk to you wherever you are. And I am so delighted that I get to spend some time with a dear friend of mine. His name is Larry Spargimino, and he is the pastor and speaker on the Watchmen on the Wall broadcast. And I've been asked to come in and to work with him on this Patriots Day special program on this September 11th. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. We say that quite often, and it is always true. And God is so very much good. He is so good to each one of us. And Brother Larry and I get to have a good time together on this Patriots Day. Larry, I want to say hi to you. Are you doing okay, brother?
Yes, hanging in there and as busy as can be. And I'd rather burn out than rust out. And I'm certainly not rusting out.
Oh, I don't think you're rusting out or rusting in, either one. But on this Patriots Day, we call it Patriots Day because it is the date of remembrance of September 11th and the activities that happened there years ago. Now, where were you on September 11th, 2001?
At the time of the initial attack, I was leading devotions for the staff at Southwest Radio Church in Oklahoma City. I was teaching from John chapter 11, the raising of Lazarus. Yvonne Williams, you certainly remember Yvonne, one of the ladies in the Watts room, interrupted the devotion. She said the United States was under attack, so we all turned on the TV. And of course, we all remember that on September the 11th, 2001, there were four coordinated Islamist terrorist suicide attacks by the group Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden was their leader, attacks against the United States. And as you look at the history, it was really very well coordinated, but a very dastardly deed. There were 19 terrorists who hijacked four airliners, crashing the first two into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, the third into the Pentagon, the fourth plane, United Airlines Flight 93, crashed into a rural Pennsylvania field, and they were alerted by the earlier attacks. The passengers on Flight 93 revolted, and Flight 93 crashed into a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I can remember so much about that day, but the fact that I was in leading devotions in John 11, the raising of Lazarus, I think that's very significant, because through Jesus Christ, we win. We have hope. We know the blessed hope. We proclaim that on our programs. We do it left and right. I believe the pre-trib rapture, that's our hope. This helps me to remember I'm here for a purpose, to educate, to be involved in Christian educational programs, and to win the lost to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I am reminded of September 11th, 2001, and the reason for this Patriots Day is we look back, but we also look forward. And what we know is that the enemy meant it for a dastardly way, but meant it for their promotion of what they were doing, what they believed. And they took it out on the great Satan, the United States of America. And yet, there is virtually no Al-Qaeda. There's a minor portion of folks in the Islamic world that are still hanging on to a title like that or a name like that. But we have an evil effort going on all around the world in various groups. We have had the government and the information groups, the news groups, and that sort of thing will say, well, we don't know if that was a terrorist attack or not. Now, they don't say that about what happened to the Twin Towers. But they say that about everything that's happened since. We don't know. We don't know. Well, all you have to really know is where were they based and why they had such a terrible attitude toward the United States. And we know that lots of so-called single efforts have taken place by the various groups that are contrary to the truth of Scripture. And they attack us as a nation in all the little things that they're doing. They haven't been able to get to a big one again. Do you have an understanding, as I do, that when these people are doing the various solo efforts, that they're really trying to do the same thing that was done on September 11th?
Well, I believe there certainly is that maniacal attitude, you know, kill the great Satan. They do have fatwas, you know, that's a religious decree. The fatwa, by the way, is still valid, and that is, for the sake of parity, they feel that they have the right to use nuclear weapons on the United States and on Israel. A lot of people have forgotten that. I don't forget it. I remember it. There are so many terrible things that go through their minds. They're demonic. I really believe that it is demonic. But I'm also very encouraged. What? You're encouraged? Yes, I am. You know, some of our states are pretty conservative, like Oklahoma. Governor Stitt of Oklahoma is backing 3 days of awakening, a spiritual awakening in Tulsa. That's September the 7th through the 12th. Now, this is a state governor who's backing Christian revival. So there's going to be 3 days of preaching, praying, and praising. And of course, we're to be salt and light, but more and more, the Bible is being pushed out of society and being relegated to a dark corner. But here we have a governor, Governor Stitt of Oklahoma. He's promoting 3 days of awakening. And yes, we see a lot of darkness, but I've always believed, brother, and I know you believe, that we win. For example, it's becoming increasingly obvious that conservative values work. If you look at a city like Washington, D.C., the crime rate is shocking. This is what we get from left-wing leadership. If you've ever been a victim of crime, it's very troubling. You don't just report it to the police and forget about it. You are afraid to go shopping. You're afraid to go home. Crime leaves scars. But here's the thing that I want to point out. The Democrat mayor of D.C. is praising President Trump. crime is down. I think these are very, very encouraging developments. So I know on Southwest Radio Church, we tell it like it is. It is bad, but as we always say, God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. And I see a lot of that happening today. You know, we have the church in Pakistan, a lot of issues there. But wow, there are some amazing inroads being made in Pakistan and other parts of the world. So I'm a realist. But realism is not just how bad it is. Realism is that we can make a difference. I believe in prayer. I believe in evangelism. I believe in writing books because we can make a difference. So I'm going to keep on chugging ahead. I'm 84 years of age, but as long as the Lord gives me breath, I'll keep on doing what I know He wants me to do.
Well, we're delighted to hear that you have a renewed commitment, as it were, because from day to day, you see God's hand as He leads you. And it's amazing to me, Brother Larry, that we who knew each other in East Tennessee were absolutely, positively excited when you were called to go work with the folks out at Southwest Radio Church in Oklahoma City. And God blessed you there, and you are the speaker of the program, and God uses you. You're not sitting down and sitting quietly. You're up raising Cain, as it were. And I'm glad you do that. And the folks here in Northeast Tennessee miss you. We really do miss you, brother. We're glad you're doing what you're doing because that's the best use for you. But we miss you here.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm, you know, coming back from time to time to do TV scripts and the conference and so forth. And I have many great and wonderful memories from WHCB and also from the Riverbend Baptist Church, where I pastored for several years out there in Hickory Tree. And Hickory Tree is still there. Praise the Lord.
It is indeed. And the church is still there, too. God's blessing in all those activities. Let's talk about Patriots Day. Why would we need to have such a day for remembrance of what happened years ago?
Well, I think as we look at our society today, and it's one of the things that really saddens my heart, there are so many people in America, especially young people in America, who hate our country. Believe it or not. What's so sad about that is, you know, I pastor a mostly Chinese church in Oklahoma City. Most of the people were not born in America. They were born in China. And guess what? They love America. But why do they love America? Because they were raised in a communist dictatorship. And we need to remember that there are those people in dictatorships in different parts of the world who want to come and destroy this country. As a matter of fact, they live in other parts of the world and they want to bring their religion, their practices, their barbarism into this country. And the idea is, hey, if you like your country, stay where you are. Don't come here. And we need to remind people that America is far from perfect. I'd be the first one to admit that. But you know, in America, if you have a complaint, you can go on TV, you can write somebody, you can talk about it. In these other countries, you can't do that. And when I think of all of the special privileges that we have in America, it's absolutely amazing, absolutely wonderful. And for those who kind of despise our country, I would love to go back to Pakistan and take them with me and maybe leave them in Pakistan for a month or two and see what they think of America. I have a friend, as a matter of fact, who hated America many years ago. You know, he went overseas and he said, oh, I'm going to love it overseas. But when he came back, he got off the plane and he actually kissed the tarmac. And I think we need to remember things like that. Our great country, godly principles, faith, family, doing things that are so important to make people grow, to realize human dignity. We certainly believe in human dignity. We don't want to chip everybody, although there are some people who want to do that. So I think Patriots Day is very, very important. I think it's a time for us to reflect on how God has led us many, many years through deep water and shallow water, but he's always been with us, and I'm praying that this day would be a very important day for Americans everywhere.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Larry. Larry Spargimino is the speaker on this broadcast, but he's sitting down as my guest today. And I'm Kenneth Hill, president of SWRC. I am so excited about what I see going on at the SWRC and how we're reaching out into various ministries worldwide. And it's amazing to me that we see God working as he does. With Patriots Day, we highlight the fact that there are people around the world that hate us. That doesn't mean that we have a right to hate them. But there is the truth that there are folks who don't like us. Remembering that, then there's also the fact that God has delivered us and has directed us thus far to do the work that he's called us to do. And with that being the case, then I get excited and motivated for the work of Jesus Christ. And I know you do too, don't you, brother?
Yes, I really do. In fact, I must really say that some of the programs that we have are so on target to make us strong, to help us. For example, I interviewed Bill Federer and his son Michael. Michael is a dedicated Christian, a bodybuilder, and he works for the YMCA. Father and son collaborated on a book, which we handled, Courageous Christianity. And it's also called Muscular Christianity. And I think that's a tremendous book. I never got the impression from the Bible that Christians are supposed to be wimps. But I think our modern culture sees us in that way. We have such wonderful guests, and we also write our own material. And just this book alone, I've heard so many good comments about it that, yes, we are to be strong. Yes, we are to be aggressive in a right way. Jesus wasn't a wimp, as a matter of fact. We know he's very strong. He said some very mild things. But you know, to love your enemies, that takes strength. The natural thing to do is smack him in the face or take out a gun and shoot. But Jesus never did this. So he had that kind of strength. It was strength that was under control. I really believe as a ministry, as we teach people about the rapture, yes, there is a time that we're going to be leaving this world, but we also teach people how to live, how to be discerning, how to protect your kids from the evil that's in the schools. We have so much good literature that people can go to our website. That's a great website. We have so much videos, tapes. We have the announcements of conferences and special guests and so on and so forth. So I see Southwest Radio Church as really partnering with the Lord in keeping America great and keeping it strong. And I believe America can be great again. It's a great nation right now, and I think our president is doing some of the things that are absolutely necessary to clean away all the, what should I say, the harmful things that have come. So I just praise this whole idea of Patriots Day, and I'm honored, Dr. Hill, to be with you on the air.
I'm blessed to be on the air with you on this Patriots Day. And you know, for some people, they have the attitude, and you've already mentioned it, but they have the attitude of something other than gratitude, which is what we're supposed to have. We as Christians are to have an attitude of gratitude, thanksgiving. But there are those who do not have that. In fact, they would be among those who curse the United States of America. Now, when you get ready to do a program and you're praying about how it's going to go and you've got plans for it and all that that you're working on, whether it be on the television or on the radio, when you get those plans done, you submit them to the Lord, don't you?
Absolutely. He's my judge. I am old enough to realize completely that I am his servant, I need his wisdom, and I come regularly. I mean, I prepare the program in the sense that I read the book, I've got some good questions, but I prepare my heart, and I also pray for the hearts of those who are in our listening audience. I've had some amazing testimonies from people. You know, I'm in Oklahoma, but people call from all over the country and say, thank you so much for your program. I never saw this. I never understood that. Thank you for telling the truth about the so-called Palestinians and about the land of Israel and so on and so forth. And so many times people tell me, wow, I wish more people could hear a program like this. And yes, we work hard and we pray hard so that we will touch people's minds, but also their hearts, because the heart is so very important. Proverbs 4:23 says, take care of your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We want to reach the heart and the mind.
Amen. Well, that is very much the truth. And my dear friends, those of you who are listening, perhaps you don't agree with the idea of Patriots Day. If you don't agree, we understand that. We'll be happy to talk with you about it if you want to talk about Patriots Day. I know that Brother Larry Spargimino loves to talk to people who call in. It's a good time, isn't it, Larry?
It really is. Really is.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and I just want to make a distinction. There's a difference between patriotism and nationalism. Now, I'm not a nationalist, but I am a patriot. A nationalist is that kind of a person who has the mentality of Mao or Stalin or Hitler. They think that every other country has to be just like us because we have some special kind of charisma, some kind of special touch. I don't believe that. We have a wonderful country. It's not a perfect country. We're not going to take over the world. If people like what we do and what we believe, fine, they can adopt it. But I'm not, certainly not a nationalist. I'm not going to go to war, an aggressive war like, well, we want to take over Europe, and next we want to take over Africa. No, nothing like that at all.
Well, you know, this nation has had the opportunity after various wars to take over territory, and then that they would become the leaders of the territory. But we haven't done that. Other people who go to war, they take territories. And we have not done that. We've given it all back to the people that it was taken from initially. And we have done that because God has given grace to our leadership that they know that's what they need to do. Our time is up, Larry. I hate that we have to stop, but we do. And I'm going to ask you if you would please close this time of meeting together with prayer.
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the United States of America. Help us to protect our country, to protect our people, and to protect our values. And Father, we do want to use the airwaves and television and podcasts and all of those means to train people in the ways of the Lord. And I know good Christians are good citizens. I pray for Dr. Hill. I pray for Southwest Radio Church and all of our work. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for listening and participating with us. Dr. Spargimino, thank you for being my guest today on this special program for Patriots Day 2025. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Moses had Aaron. David had Jonathan. Jesus had Peter, James, and John. And Paul had Timothy. We all need friends. Friends to sharpen us and support us in our mission. And in the same way, we need you. If you are already a supporter, would you please consider becoming a monthly partner, a faithful friend? Just as you budget your income each month to be able to pay your bills, Southwest Radio Ministries, to be good stewards of God's provision, needs to be able to do that as well. So, will you stand with us? In fact, will you stand with us each month? You can begin giving monthly by simply visiting our website, swrc.com, or by calling 1-800-652-1144. Please, begin your monthly giving today. 1-800-652-1144. Time for a behind-the-scenes look at the latest issue of the Prophetic Observer Newsletter with Josh Davis and Larry Spargimino.
Our Prophetic Observer is available free of charge to all who call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. We'll put you on the mailing list. Just ask for the Prophetic Observer. The Prophetic Observer focuses on end times issue and also other issues of importance to Christians living in today's culturally diverse world. Josh Davis is the author of the August 2025 Prophetic Observer. He's on the line with me. The title of the article, The Bible's First Prophecy. Josh, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for all that you do and all your writing.
Well, thank you, Dr. Larry, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to be with you today. So grateful for the ministry that we can share together through Southwest Radio Ministries.
Amen and amen to that. But Josh, tell us about the Bible's first prophecy.
Yes, the first prophecy comes in Genesis chapter 2, and it comes before the fall. I find that interesting in and of itself. A lot of people connect the very first Bible prophecy to Genesis 3:15 after the fall, when God promises the Messiah, the one who would crush the serpent's head. Now, that is the first messianic prophecy, but it's not the first prophecy in Scripture. The first prophecy in Scripture comes out of Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. In the context, and in this particular Prophetic Observer article, I expand on the context of this passage a little bit more fully.
Well, thank you so much for that, Josh. What a tremendous PO article. And friends, once again, if you call 1-800-652-1144 and ask to be put on the mailing list to receive the monthly publication, The Prophetic Observer, you will be getting many more articles such as this one. Thank you, Josh. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, Pastor Larry.
There couldn't be a better time than right now to become a faithful friend to our ministry as a monthly giver. Some of you have already made that commitment. If you could increase that sacrificial gift, we promise to use it to spread the gospel daily around the globe and to bring biblical clarity to the growing chaos. Will you stand with us every month? You can begin giving monthly right now by visiting our website, swrc.com, or by calling 1-800-652-1144. Please, begin your monthly giving today. Become a faithful friend. 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Josh Davis will have the latest headlines from the end times. Be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. To learn more, visit our website, swrc.com.